Welcome to another episode of the Amateur Tarot Pod, the only podcast where we, two non-mystical hosts, use the power of tarot to answer your questions.
For entertainment purposes only.
That is Kevin.
And that is Ben.
And we are here to do it. Once again. That's right.
We're here to do it.
We're here to do it. Like we do it every week. We're making it happen.
Just providing life advice to questioneers, also known as queerants.
Questioneers, I like that.
Yeah.
If we didn't already have laws, I would just call them the questioneers.
Questioneers.
We're here. We're in the podcast studio. You're wearing the podcast shorts. You've got Alan Oaken with you in spirit. You also have your water and your Red Bull. And I've been wondering, how do you know which one to drink?
Basically, okay.
What's the theory of the water and the Red Bull?
So here's the thing. Now, I have a very large water bottle.
Yes.
It's 40 ounces.
Nice. It's
a Hydro Flask.
Like steel.
It is steel. I dropped it on the ground. You see that little boo-boo?
Oh, I see it.
But so I had
another. That's why I got this plastic Nalgene, because I shouldn't do that on the podcast.
Yeah. You can't. Nalgenes are like indestructible.
Yeah. And now when I drop it, it's fine.
Do you remember when Nalgenes first came out where like we just tried to like break them?
Yeah, like people tried to run over with their car or whatever.
Yeah. That was a fun time in the world.
Not Nat.
But anyway, here's the thing. I had a smaller one of these Hydro Flasks, mm-hmm. and I noticed that I was like filling it up a lot, and I'm on this new kick where I should be drinking a gallon of water every day.
How many ounces is a gallon? 64?
No, it's like 120 something.
Really?
Isn't it?
I don't know. We'll find out.
We'll find out. Anyway, so my goal is to drink three of these big bad boys in
a
day.
But that's good.
So when I'm at work, it's really easy,
mm-hmm.
because it's like a good way to like kind of going back and like clear my head a little bit and like just chug a bunch of water, fill it up at lunch. And then, you know, if I work out after work, it's easy to kill a third one. On days when I'm not working, it's very, very difficult.
Just because you don't have the like,
It's like I don't have the structure. Yeah. And also, like, if I'm sitting at home, like, on my couch or, like, at the kitchen table, I don't want this big bad boy.
Yeah, you need a little guy.
You need a little guy. But then math is hard. I know I drink three of these in a day. That's pretty easy.
Yeah, but when you've got, like, six different things that you're drinking out of, you don't know.
There's no way I'm doing that math.
Okay, so I get the water bottle, but now, like, you've brought the water bottle and you've brought the Red Bull, but I think I've only seen you drink the Red Bull.
I don't think I've drank the water. Actually, I do kind of need a sip. All
right, take a sip.
I finished the Red Bull.
Okay, so now it's onto water.
And the Red Bull, and I do the Red Bull, and I did one last night as well before I had another creative endeavor. Because it's like, when you're kind of like dragging, and I just like taking a nap and was like laying down all afternoon. And I was like, I need to get pumped up for this. We need to have a good episode. And now here I am, pumped up. That's me drinking water.
Feeling
ad. Refreshed. Yeah, an ad for water.
Ad for water. It comes out of the tap. Get some.
St. Louis has really good tap water if you didn't know.
It does.
All right.
I feel like now at this point I have like the fact that we couldn't hear Shira snoring, now I'm just like so blasé about like any sounds that are happening. So like the fact that Julia is like cooking a 6-course meal in the kitchen and like dogs are coming in and out, I'm like not worried. But I feel like this is really gonna be
It's not gonna be that big of a problem.
All right. Well, and now if you know what the sound is.
Yeah.
We're doing it for free, you know?
Right.
What do you want from us?
We're not professionals here.
We're amateurs. Now that we're 10 minutes into the show, we should probably talk about what it is that we do on the show, aside from this.
Yeah, we should probably tell the lols and any new lols that we have.
Yep.
That we lead off. We bet lead off with a performance review. And that's where we go to an episode from 2 weeks ago and we look at what we did wrong or what other bits and pieces people might have added that we can kind of fill in some holes from our reading.
Yep. After we critique ourselves, we move on to the heart of the show, the main spread. This is where we take a question that someone's asked us, and then we give some mediocre to decent pre-advice. And then we turn to the cards. We draw three cards, and in the order that we draw them, they represent the recent past, the current action, and the future 100% money-back spiritual gold guaranteed outcome for entertainment purposes only outcome.
Book it.
Got my groove back.
After that, we do a card of the week, and that's for everybody and Lycan.
And then we wrap up. We have the outro. We say goodbye. We say so long, farewell. Auf Wiedersehen, goodbye. We put the microphones away. We close the podcast equipment. You leave. I have a Dark Night of the Soul, remembering that I have to edit this episode. I eventually do it, and then it comes to you.
And that's
the way Bill becomes a law.
It's the second time that we've referenced Schoolhouse Rock and
that specific skit. So, you know, made a big impact.
All right, well,
let's get into the performance review.
Truth hurts, something, something, something. And then it goes, bum, bum, be dum, be dum, bum, be.
Cha-da-hee. Now, this is a big performance review because 2 weeks ago on that episode, we said that we were going to do a performance review and then went straight into Queerance Corner.
Yeah, we missed it big time. And I texted Ben like a couple hours later and I was like, we forgot to do a performance review. And we had even like talked about doing the performance review right before we hit record on that episode.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's strike one. Strike two, I was helpfully reminded there were 78 cards in a tarot deck, not 76.
And then
still unclear how many letters are in the alphabet. I think it's also 26.
26.
Okay.
Times two is 52.
Yeah. Cards in
the
deck.
52 cards in the deck, which is from tarot cards.
Trivia.
Because you take out the major arcana.
Which there are 22 of.
And then you push the page and the knight together to make the jack.
So that's four more cards. So 26.
There's 56 cards in the minor arcana.
So 52 plus 26, 78.
Sure. Yep.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's math.
Math.
We did probability last week. We're doing addition this week.
Amateur math pod.
Yeah.
We also got called out, and I don't really want to call it a strike.
Okay.
It's more of like a flag, like somebody threw a flag up.
Okay.
That's the sports reference that we're going to use for that. And that's that we don't have enough Harry Potter content.
Not lately. All right.
Not lately. And I'm here to tell you, I got some juicy Harry Potter
content.
Content. Yeah.
What's up?
So Hermione.
Okay.
And who do you think Hermione is dating right now?
Like Emma Watson, Hermione?
Yeah.
Or like Hermione in your fanfic.
No, because Hermione is dating Ron.
Right.
Married to Ron.
Right.
They have kids together.
So who's Emma Watson dating?
Mm-hmm.
You
gotta have two guesses.
Okay. Well, I won't know names of people, but I'm gonna say the actor who played Neville.
Incorrect.
Okay, because people think he's hot now.
Yeah, he definitely had a glow up.
Yeah. Okay. What about just Ron?
No, that would be really funny.
That'd be really funny.
Yeah.
That's my two guesses. Two strikes.
She's dating, apparently dating. They've like posted Instagram pictures together. Tom Felton.
Who's he?
He played Draco Malfoy.
Oh, snap.
I know.
Wow.
Yeah.
This is like a betrayal.
I know. It's kind of like, oh, they're cute together, but also like, come on. You can't
do that.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, that's our Harry Potter segment within the performance review. It's like a Russian nesting doll.
Surprise.
All right. Well, let's get out of the performance review. We're out of the performance review, and now we're going to Queerance Corner.
Bum, bum, be dum, be dum, bum, be. All
right. Now we're out of the performance review.
There you go.
And now we're going to Queerance Corner. One day I will replace all the sound effects with auto-tuned versions of your version of the sounds.
I'm like the Reggie Watts of
this show.
Of this show.
Yes. That's how a lot of people have described you.
Which would make you...
Scott Aukerman?
No. James Corden?
James Corden.
James Corden. Like, he's on his late show.
Oh, that's right. Well, Reggie used to do Comedy Bang Bang.
Yes.
That's why I was thinking Scott Aukerman.
Right. I should have known him from that, but...
But now he does that. Yeah. Okay. We're in Queerance Corner. Somehow we've made it here.
We've made it.
We may never leave.
Russian doll talking about Reggie Watts in Queerance Corner.
Yeah. Well, why don't you set us up with this week's question?
I will. So Chris asked us or painted this picture for us. Chris says, I've been in my current role for quite some time, and we recently got a new manager. Our first few months haven't gone the best, and I think she has it out for me. How do I navigate this difficult spot while remaining focused on my job and performing well?
That bites.
Yeah. Not really a good situation to be in.
No, that is not what you want. That's tough.
Yeah. Do we have any pre-advice?
Man, I don't know. I mean, that's a tough situation. Part of my pre-advice is just try to, like, keep your head down and keep going. Part of me is like, is it time to start looking for the exit?
I think my pre-advice is that it's time to start looking for the exit.
Okay. Because, like, just, if this person isn't going away, then that's going to be really tough.
Yeah, I mean, I would assume if it's, like, a new manager, they're going to have a little bit longer leash than, like, you are.
Yeah.
Sorry, Chris.
Yeah. And, like, they're the one who has the power in the situation, so there's not a lot that you can do without getting probably yourself in trouble.
Right.
Okay. So that's the pre-advice.
It's pretty dark pre-advice. That's
dark pre-advice. Let's see if the cards have anything more optimistic.
Did you shuffle? Yeah, you shuffled.
I mean, I pre-shuffled, but I haven't done an earptick shuffle.
An earptick.
All right.
All right, what's the past have to say for Chris?
Flip.
Oh, my God.
We're at it. We're back at it.
Oh, it's the Fool.
You know it.
You know it.
We don't even have to talk about it.
I mean, we really don't, but I guess it's just like, okay, especially a Fool... In the spot that the Fool's in,
yeah.
In the past is like, mm-hmm. Oh, it's the beginning of the journey.
Yeah, no duh.
So stupid. Can we just go to the present?
All right, flip the Six of Coins.
I don't think we've had the Six of Coins.
I don't
before,
think so.
But we've had a lot of coins. The Six of Coins is a person standing above two what looks like beggars. He or she is giving out money. With one hand, with the right hand. And in that person's left hand is about like a scale. Scale is a sign of Libra.
Yeah.
I know that because well, I'm a Libra.
We gotta get Julia in here.
I'm and a Libra. Adam. So I'm a Libra. So that's the only reason I
what
know that.
What month is that?
What's that?
What month?
October.
Okay.
My birthday's coming up. That's coming why up. I wanted to plug it. I'm gonna be 30 years old.
Dang.
I know. It's a big one. So, I mean, I guess just from the optics of this card, it's just like it's a giving, it's a charitable type card. Like, you've built up your wealth, you have the money to spare, and you're doing that.
Yes. Yeah, and I think the card can go either way, which is why the scales are there, to remind you that, like, things are good now, and now you have the ability to, like, give. And remember that, because in the future, you may not have that ability, and you may be wanting for something and hoping that somebody wants to give you something.
Wow. I mean... I like that card. It adds an interesting twist kind of to this. Like, you've been on your journey. Now you're at a place where you can be charitable and you can be giving and things like that. It can go dark here on this next card.
But I also think this is similar to the question that we answered for John about, like, building up his savings and, like, moving. I also feel like that's what this card is speaking to. As well, of like, you started out your journey in this industry. You said that you've been in this role for a long time. That's the Fool. You're starting out your journey. You're learning along the way. And now you've built up some experience and some knowledge and probably financially some money. And so you're like, this sucks that the situation's happening, but you're in a good place, like, otherwise, to be able to make another move if you need to.
Yeah, that's good. But I was going to say that's good, and I like that description, and like, you're definitely like set up in a good spot to like go somewhere, but also like, depending on what this card is next, like, could be really bad.
Let's go to it.
Let's do it.
Flip. Strength.
Wow, that's not bad at all.
No, our good friend Strength.
Our good friend Strength. We've had this card before. It's a woman adorned in white with, you know, covered in roses. As a belt and a crown, and she is petting a lion, a red lion.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a lion?
Yeah.
Okay. She also has the infinity symbol above her head.
Did we ever learn what that meant? No, I don't think we did. I don't think we've learned.
Performance review.
You all have some work. Get on it. Thank you. Strength. Strength is a good one. Because it's just a good one, you know? It's a card about willpower, because here's this woman and she is, like, keeping this lion at bay. She's not even fighting. Like, the lion's being a good boy. And she's just sort of like using her sheer force of like personality and willpower to keep this lion at bay, not physical strength, but like mental strength. And so here's my interpretation of where we're at. The last thing we said in pre-advice was like, maybe time to start looking for the exits. My first pre-advice was like, maybe just keep your head down and hope that things change and this blows over. And I feel like maybe that's what this card is about, because it takes a lot of strength and a lot of willpower to like deal with a manager that's got it out for you and is like trying to screw you over a little bit. And maybe that's where we're at. So we have the Fool of starting the journey in this industry. We have the Six of Coins. You're in a good place. You have the ability to give. You have a wealth of knowledge built up and a reminder that like you could always be on the other side of that equation. And then Strength saying like, well, now that you're in this good place, don't make any rash moves. Like, just be strong for right now. Just like hang in there, give it some time, see if things change so that you stay in this position that you've built for yourself.
Yeah. And I think like thinking back to the previous Strength card, and I don't know why
I'm still... That was for you.
Was it?
It was for like you on the show, I think.
Oh, really? Well, I'm here.
You're here. Still going here. Strong.
Going strong. Yeah, I don't know why I'm speaking, because like what you said was perfect. Honestly.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Let's get out of here.
That's another good reading.
Yeah.
Back-to-back second recorded ones that we have good readings.
We got the Fool, but it did work out.
Yeah, it did.
I was kind of mad about it.
I was mad about it, too. Like, audibly mad about it.
We have to, like, change the logo because we can't have the Fool.
Yeah.
I mean, you're not in the logo. Brian's in the logo, and he's, like, gone. But he's just sitting in his bay window listening to these episodes.
Can we have, like, I think we should put on, I think our new logo should be us on horseback, like, as knights.
That's good.
Okay.
That's good. Brian also, we've never had the devil, I don't think, have we?
No.
I'm going to find him for you.
Does Brian like the devil?
No. But when you see the picture.
I mean, I've seen the picture of the devil.
Oh, you know what it looks like?
Yeah.
I don't need to find it because I can't find it right now. There he is. This guy. We have had him.
We have.
Anyway, Brian said the new logo should be he's the devil and we're the two chained people that he's like the puppet master.
Naked? Yeah, that would actually be on the nose. That would be very fitting.
A lot of options here for new podcast art.
Would that be... Would it be the devil or would it be the two of wands? Because we're naked.
What does the two of wands have to do with it?
Because we're naked.
But the two of wands... Or you just, because you're just going wands.
Yeah.
You're like Juliet.
Because the eight of wands.
Yeah, no, I get it. The two of you.
Cut that.
The amateur promiscuity podcast. All right, we're in the space between Queerance Corner and Card of the Week.
I'm going to bring us into Card of the Week. All right, we're here.
Okay.
Because you still have to shuffle.
There it is.
For ear predicts. That was good.
Well, for ear predicts and for real life, because we just used the deck. So I have to get the Fool out of here.
That's true. But we still need the ear predicts. And while Ben is shuffling, I just want to remind everybody that this is the time for the Card of the Week where it's for everybody. And you should unplug your headphones, obey local traffic laws, shower. If you have a speaker nearby, plug it on in.
Turn it all the way up to 11.
Crank it up to 11. And let everybody hear this card. Because it's not just for the listeners. It's for everybody.
In the world.
In the world.
And other planets.
Yeah.
We've never made that clear before. But it is for aliens as well.
Oh, cool. I like that. So other galaxies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean.
We should do an amateur alien pod. Because I have a lot... It's really, I have a girl that I work with that we have lunch together. Like there's a group of us. She's on the visual team. So I'll like go with like the visual team whenever I have early lunch. Cause I like Todd and all of their good people. And we were talking one time and I was like, you know, what are your interests or whatever? She's kind of new. And she was like, well, my weird thing is that I like aliens. And I was like, that's not weird at all. She's like, it's the conspiracy theory that I follow. I'm like, it's not conspiracy theory. It's true. And I had rattled off a bunch of stuff. And now she, like, doesn't really talk to me about aliens, and I'm kind of bummed about it, because I'm like,
I want to talk about
aliens. You were dying to talk about aliens, and now you... Maybe you said too much.
Probably.
Well, maybe... I don't know. That seems like something that's up Julia's alley. Maybe the two of you should do amateur aliens. Not a big alien.
There's like... I think it's the USS Nimitz.
What is that?
It's an aircraft carrier that like intercepted alien aircraft. And it was like... So like the control operator, the control tower operator was like, okay, well, I'm going to go scramble some jets and see if I get it up here. And they all went up there to get it. And they would like, there's three separate video recordings of like military grade vid cameras on these, you know, jets that have video of this spacecraft that's like darting out of the, like, there's no possible way that anything human made could have done it. And you have like pilots that are like on record saying that they saw this stuff.
All right.
I just nerded out real quick. And that's why people don't sit with me at lunch.
All right. Well, this was really fun doing the podcast, Kevin. I'm going to be gone for a couple of weeks.
You guys can find me at Amateur Alien Podcast.
All right. Card of the week. Here it comes. Flip. The Eight of Swords.
Whoa.
Have we not had this?
I don't think so. It doesn't look familiar to me.
I get it all the time. So it could just be me. It's like a common...
Are eights not good cards?
I'm thinking about eights. I don't know. The Eight of Wands was good.
Yeah, it's not a bad one, right?
No. This one's not a good one. Swords in general aren't good ones.
What is swords again?
The mind.
The mind. Okay, so I have the Eight of Swords. There's eight swords that are like in the ground, and a woman is tied up and blindfolded. There's a lot of red. It's probably like clay. I don't think it's blood. It might be blood under her.
I don't think
her.
It's blood.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I had this with Julia on her two episodes. That's why I'm thinking of it.
Oh. They kind of
blend. She said the same thing.
They kind of blend together.
You're basically the same.
Right. Yeah, it doesn't look like a good card. I'm going to see what my guy Al has to say
it. Let's get an expert in on this one.
So, Eight of Swords. The primary principle is a temporary crisis. And Alan writes... A bound woman stands in a puddle of water surrounded by swords. An emotional misadventure has placed the querent in a very difficult situation. He or she has been blinded by the desire nature, limiting the ability of the mind to see things clearly. But the water is not deep and the swords do not entirely block the way out of the situation. The querent still cannot see and there are definite dangers in his or her environment that must be considered. First, the blindfold must be removed. The state of muddled thinking has to be clarified and transformed. So in the it says in the reading, we're not doing a reading, so I don't really have to read it. Whatever. Although this is a negative card, if the problem in the present situation are handled immediately, there may be a lessening of the surrounding difficulties. The individual has to pay careful attention to where he or she is going and with whom. Losses may occur, but these have to be accepted as the price one pays for not seeing clearly. Now that I came out as a UFO nerd, and then we get this one, you're like, yeah, this has been a good run.
Yeah, it was fun, Kevin.
What's Adam's number?
We had 12 good episodes. Let's get an expert like Adam in here.
That's funny.
So that's the Eight of Swords. It is not a great card. It's a little dark, but there's sort of hope that comes with it of like, taking the blindfold off and seeing your way out of the current situation. Things may seem bad right now, but really it's somewhat in your head and there's a way out of the situation if you can see it.
Okay. It kind of reminds me of like, what was that movie on Netflix where the woman was blindfolded?
Bird Box.
This is the Bird Box card. And that was card of the week.
We have almost put another one into the history bin.
The history bin.
I don't know. It's what came out of my mouth.
This one is going into the trash of history.
This whole podcast.
Is what Ben just said.
No, it's like the bin of history that scholars are going to excavate and wonder where the missing 131 is.
Yeah.
Or 130 or whatever we were missing.
All right. I'll allow it, but a bin is like a trash can, just so you know.
Well, I don't know. What do you call that we keep all the equipment in?
It's like a bin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you very much to Chris this week. Good luck with your manager and that whole situation.
Yeah, hopefully we provided a little bit of clarity in that situation. Mm-hmm. Our pre-advice was not good, but the cards told us how we should have approached it.
And that's why we do what we do.
Yep. Thanks to all the Lyles.
Thank you.
And let's have a moment of silence for the lost Lyles.
Bye.
Girl, bye.
We have a website. You can go to amateurtarot.com. And on that website, you can ask us a question. And that is how you keep the show going and also how your life improves.
You can also ask a question by calling or texting our phone number, which Ben has memorized.
314-325-6047.
Boom. Or you can ask a question, get involved with the post-show conversation at our Facebook group, which is Facebook.com/groups/amateurtarot.
That's a really fun place where people discuss the show in between shows. So it's kind of like you're always listening to the show. You're always with us. And we're in there too.
Yeah, it's kind of like, it's like the show living room.
It, basically.
Yeah.
It's like backstage. Like we get off the mics and go backstage and then we all hang out.
Oh, so it's like the green room.
Yeah, it's like the green room.
Yeah, that's a good, I like it.
We're in a green room.
Oh, this is the green. Oh. If this room were a Facebook group, it would be the Amateur Tarot group.
Yes.
Yeah.
Kevin is on Twitter at Scouts Tarot. Hopefully by the time you're hearing this, there'll have been one tweet, but don't count on it.
Maybe. We'll see. I'm working on getting some artwork. I'm not working on it.
Yeah, we got to get some show artwork.
You can find Ben at imakingallthisup.com. He writes things occasionally. Have you written anything since the last time?
Since the last time? No. But maybe by the time they're hearing this.
Maybe. Probably we'll not.
Probably not. All right. Please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. It helps us move up in the rankings. More people find us. More lols, more fun, etc.
Finally.
Item number 9.
Number 9. Which is thank you to.
And I got one. I want to thank dad jokes. Because I like saying them and they make me smile.
I do appreciate dad jokes as well. So thanks, dad jokes.
Thanks, dad jokes.
Spoiler alert. Magic is real.
I got Harry Potter news.
What?
It's not Harry Potter news.
Oh.
But when you said that we had a lack of Harry Potter content, I was just thinking that on the metro on the way home today, I was reading that they've green-lighted Matrix 4. It's not Harry Potter news at all. But it's movie news.
I think I saw that, but I didn't read into it. Like, are they...
There's nothing. There's no information other than Keanu Reeves is in it.
And I know Kung Fu.
Carrie Fisher's in it. No, is that... That's not right.
No.
Who's the person who plays Trinity?
I don't know. I saw her name and I don't...
She's in it. The guy who played Morpheus, I guess maybe he died. That's what the article seemed to imply. Or that he's not doing it or something because they were like, they're not sure what they're going to do about Morpheus yet. And I was like, okay, my guess is that maybe that guy died. And then... the person that's directing it is somehow related to the original directors. That's all of the news that I have for you on The Matrix 4.
I mean, Lawrence Fishburne did not die.
Okay, so why isn't he in the movie? Did he die in the movie?
I don't know. I don't remember. Yeah, he did. I don't know.
Who knows? The second two movies didn't really happen.
But that's interesting because Lawrence Fishburne is in like the John Wick film series with Keanu Reeves. So he must have died in the Matrix movies.
All right.